gonna start doing that to people.
Don't even look at me! Just don't look at me!
Come on, take a ride. We're here by your side. Sit down, shut up, and grab a drink. You're healing with the Disco Queens.
Hey there, groovy people.
You're listening to Healing with the Disco Queens.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Susanna.
And last week we talked about relationships. Yep. Well, this week we're going to talk about friendships.
Yep. All about friendships and how to maintain them, what happens during them, post them.
Mm-hmm. And this sounds so funny, but who is your friend?
Who really is your friend out there?
Which is such a valid question, okay? But we're gonna get into it in just a second, but you know what we have to do first.
Of course.
We have to introduce you to our drink. So yes. Tonight we are drinking margaritas.
Margaritas!
That's nice. Yes. So tonight we chose margaritas because sometimes they're sweet, sometimes they're sour, and I feel like that's exactly how friendships are. Yep. A little bit of sweet, and a little bit of sour and salty.
And salty. We all know girls can be salty sometimes, but also, tequila and I are frenemies. So, sometimes. When you have friends, they're actually just a friend. You never know.
Tea.
We have the tea. Actually, we should just drink hot tea. Perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. So we titled this episode, "The Heartaches Come and They Go and the Scars They're Leaving." That is from Chiquitita by ABBA.
Of course it's ABBA.
I know. Exactly. That actually, it's just an ABBA themed podcast. Perfect.
Sorry. This is actually Mamma Mia.
Yes. Honestly, it's just a sing-along. But we decided to go with that song because that song is all about a friend trying to lift you up. And when you're broken down and beaten down by whatever it may be, a relationship, an ex-friendship, a situation, whatever. And we just get beaten down sometimes and it happens. And we need our support system. And so during that time though, it's who is your support system? Like we just said, who are your friends? So the lyrics, the heartaches come and they go. I mean, it's natural.
Let me tell you, especially when you've been as friends as long as we have, I think that this idea that, when you imagine going through a breakup, of course you see you and your girlfriend sitting on the couch, eating ice cream, watching rom-coms. But what happens when it's a breakup with one of those girlfriends? What happens when it's one of the breakups with all the friends?
Yeah.
And so, I think we've been through several of friendships breaking apart.
Yeah.
And some of our friend groups have broken apart. And, this sounds really, negative, Nancy. It's not all negative, guys.
It's not. But
we're going to get into what it's like. What is having friends like in your 20s?
Honestly. Because we all know it's hard. If you were pre-20s or even in your late 20s, just this whole era, and honestly, even later, I've talked to people in their 30s and 40s and it just fizzles out. It's so hard to maintain friendships. And I look at my parents, they are so blessed to have an awesome, strong friend group, but that is not always the case.
I think there's some tea there too.
You never know.
No,
they're so awesome. But exactly, I don't know. Sometimes there are big friend groups and sometimes it's not super thriving and you just have a couple friends and that's,
I think definitely before we really get into who our friends are, and listen, we're going to have therapy tonight. Okay. Yeah. This first part, just sit down, grab a drink, grab some popcorn.
Yeah.
Listen, because take notes. Because this is exactly what I talk about. Well, before we get into that, I think personally for me, this idea of friendship was really, this was so weird. It was really hard. Making friends as an adult should be an Olympic sport.
Actually.
I I don't even know. Okay, one quick story. So in school, you were in class with people. Yep. I played sports. Where did my friends come from? Sports. Class.
Exactly.
Whatever you did after school.
Yeah.
And then when we went to college, where did my friends come from?
Exactly. We literally talked about that in the first episode. Is like, we like rewatched it and everything, and like the big bulk of what we talked about was sorority and stuff that we did because that was our whole life. And yeah. It came with 100+ girls that you can hang out with and whatever. And like,
you're forced to be around people. And then I distinctly remember the first time that I really struggled. I don't necessarily, I'm a friendly person, but it's that idea of like, you don't want to bother people. Like, who do I text just because I want to go walk around an antique store? Like,
yeah.
Like, when do we get to that point? And so I remember when I moved to Louisville, my first like couple of months, well, let me tell you this. I don't know if you know this story.
I don't know. Probably not.
So my first day at Louisville, I went to class. First of all, I forgot there was a time change. We are in Central Time. Louisville is in Eastern Time. Yep. I was not paying attention. I don't know. It was like a new space. Everything was getting new. Well, that first class, I walk in and the door was already locked. I was late. Door was locked. And I was already like just a ball of nerves. I go in the bathroom and straight up call my grandmother and I'm sobbing and I was like, I look like I'm out of Mean Girls right now, where she's like sitting with her lunch tray and I'm like, I have no friends. I don't know where I'm at.
Yeah, that actually, that's so crazy you said that because I didn't know that story. That literally also happened to me in the first day of my master's. Because I walked in to school and of course like, I didn't know the campus really. Like, I feel like when you go into your undergrad, you go on the tours and you go on the orientation and the welcome. When you go get your master's, it is like getting it out.
You already know what you're doing.
Yes, exactly. And so I was like, okay, I know what building. I literally walk in and it's an 8 a.m. So 8 a.m. first day of class. And I walk in to the building. Well, I could not find the classroom, and it was supposed to be like the auditorium. So I go to the auditorium and I realize the whole building is the auditorium and there are room numbers. And so I'm like sitting there, the lights are off, and I'm like, it's 8:15. Like, where is everybody? And I go ask someone and they didn't know where the room was. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I've missed my literal first class ever of my master's. And I finally found the room and I walk in. I'm like 30 minutes late at this point. And it's like literally 5 other people. It was my practicum class. And so it's like me, professor, 5 other people. And I'm like, hi, I promise I'm going to be punctual.
I've just got lost like a freshman.
Literally. And so it's like, I don't know, just, it's hard like going out and being by yourself and doing things and, you know?
Yeah. Back to Louisville. So I end up having a really good friend group from Louisville. And so those first couple months, I remember like laying in my bed sobbing because I had no idea. I was like, do I text them? Do I not? Like, yeah. I felt like they were also really close. And so it was like, how do you determine? Well, we end up all staying after my solution to that. We ended up staying after our class. We had a morning class and a night class, and there was 4 hours in between, and everybody would go upstairs in our building and do like homework and such. So I just asked if I could join one day, and so that right there solved my problem.
I mean, yeah.
And so like we all started hanging out, and now everybody's dispersed to different states, but it's so cool. And I so vividly remember thinking, how do you make friends as an adult? And even now, yeah. I think, I don't know, even being in like an adult, I've been out of school, I've been out of grad school, I've been working, and like I've had work friends, and I've had people that like we would go and hang out, and also, I mentioned this also in the first episode, mm-hmm. I think my 20s have been, the later part of my 20s have been like the loneliest I've ever been.
Absolutely.
Of just like,
yeah.
Friendship. I keep touching my nose because it's itchy, but I have makeup on.
That's okay.
Excuse me.
No. No, it's absolutely lonely. And like, I mean, thank God for cats. Like, thank God. Is that why they say ladies or whatever, because it's like, dude, yeah. My cats are like my children, my companions. Like, you know, when I don't have anybody to hang out with or whatever, like, you know, I just go home and hang out with my cat. So I don't know, but
I mean, they are sweet and they don't talk back. So
they're not. They sometimes are salty though.
They, oh well, what do you mean? Pumpkin was yelling at me.
Exactly. So,
well, are you ready to go to therapy?
Yes.
Okay. So as we've mentioned probably 1,000 times already, I am a therapist. You are almost.
Almost. I walk in May.
Yes. And so I work with kids, teens, young adults, and this conversation comes up all of the time. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to explain to y'all out there in our little world how I explain who are our friends. And like mm-hmm. I said, that sounds so rude. Also, sometimes people we don't mesh with. Sometimes people don't have the best intention for us. Sometimes
you never know.
You never know. Like, you just never know. And so, if you are a people pleaser like we are, we want to be friendly. We want to be friends with everybody. And also, I think we've been burned by that. I've been burned by that.
Yeah.
Several times of like, I want to be friends, but also now here I am and in this unnecessary drama because of what? Period.
Yeah.
So.
Like, you put yourself in jeopardy, you know?
So yeah. One of the ways that I always describe this is it levels, tier system, circles. I don't exactly know what you want to call it,
yeah.
But basically it's all the same idea. So you have kind of these systems at play and it's how we look at our friends. So you've got level 1, level 2, level 3, and the circles get small, big, or like small, medium, large. Mm-hmm. So the small one, you have level 1 friends, or like I always say tier 1. This is not ranking people against each other. That sounds what it is, but it's not. It's not. Yeah. It's all about who do you trust? Who level 1 or tier 1 are the people that if you had a major crisis, who would be your first phone call?
Right.
Outside of your family, especially right. If you're really close with your family. Outside of your family, who, if you got engaged or you're having a baby or you got into grad school or you have a flat tire on the road, like, who are those friends that you're going to call immediately? Mm-hmm. And these are people that, like, you trust with your life.
Yeah.
Like, if your life is in literal jeopardy.
Right.
They're on your speed dial.
Right. Or even, like, they know, like, certain things that other people shouldn't know or wouldn't know.
No,
like,
level 1, definitely, they know that.
They know the
secrets. The secrets.
It's perfect.
Exactly. Because, listen, they know they would have to bury something with you. So.
Yes.
So that's your level 1. Not everybody's a level 1 friend, and that's okay. You can still be nice and kind and respectful towards everybody, and not everybody has to have that type of access to you, because like I said earlier, some people just don't have good intentions. There are people that are mean in the world, like, cool, great, wonderful.
Right.
So then you get to level 2. Level 2 is maybe y'all are close. But they're not quite level 1. Maybe there's an age gap between y'all where you just haven't connected on that level, but y'all are still really good friends. You might go hang out every now and then. I've had a lot of level 2 friends in my late part of my 20s. Like, we would go and grab lunch, or we would go and hang out, or, you know, we'd go walk around the Auntie Mall, but they didn't necessarily know all of the ins and outs and family secrets and my life trauma dumped out in front of them.
Yeah.
Which is okay. That's okay. So level 2 are friends that maybe you share something. So I think that there was a lot of people that I was in the sorority with that I would actually consider a level 2 friend, because mm-hmm. I was always really good. Like, we would go talk. We would have a great time. Excuse me. But they had their level 1 friends and I had my level 1 friends. And so it was just like a good time. Like, there was no pressure.
Exactly.
Almost.
Exactly.
I felt that way a lot with some of the people I like played sports with.
Yeah.
So like, you knew them and you're like, yeah, you're cool. Like, let's go hang out. And Like, they didn't always necessarily, you didn't know those details about each other's lives. It's a two-way street. Mm-hmm. And then finally, your third ring is, like, your acquaintances. Mm-hmm. And so these are people, I always said, this is, like, maybe somebody you shared a class with. And so you're like, oh, I know you. You had Psych 101. And, like, that's the only thing that ever connected you. But you're, like, always, you know, you're just always cordial with each other.
Exactly.
And so once again, like, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that person and you or anything like that. You don't have to have everybody has to be your level one friends.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think that is where I come in. Because I have had such an issue, like, my whole life. I even remember, like, being a kid in elementary school and my mom sitting down with me and, like, drawing out these circles and being like, you know, these are the, you know, inner circle. These are going to be your closest. These are, I think you put it perfectly of, like, that connection. Like, how many connections do you have, like, with these people as far as, like, I don't know, living in the same town, connections with family, connections with work, connections with school, you know, it's all of that. And so, I don't know. That's just one way to look at it. But, she sat me down because I was like, I think everyone's my best friend. Everybody's my best friend. I love everybody. Yay. And it has not even been until like the past 2 years, really, that I have actually defined these circles, that I've actually been like, oh, I have my inner circle of friends, my like ultimate trust, and then I can have friends who don't have to be inner circle. And so I think that sometimes those lines get blurred where, you know, if you just meet somebody and like sparks are flying, you guys are clicking like super hard, and I automatically want to have them in my inner circle.
Yeah.
And that can be detrimental. That can be detrimental long term. Just because, do you really even know this person?
Yeah.
Do you know their intentions? Do you know them personally, and are you guys connecting on deeper levels?
Especially, like, advice number one.
Yes.
When you don't feel, like, if you feel like you're the one sharing and it's not being reciprocated. Not to, like, don't necessarily, like, put your wall up. Like, I mean, like, it's that.
Perfect.
So, but yeah, like, if you don't feel that reciprocation, it might not be there.
Yeah.
So that's also like a telltale sign if they're level one or not. Because level one, I also always said, like, it's just easy. Like, it's just an easy friendship. Like, even, like, obviously, you're a level one. gold level. No. But.
Gold. I don't know why that's kind of.
I don't know.
Perfect.
But you, like, even though we drifted apart for a while, like, you were still my number one through that. Oh, I did leave one thing out.
Yeah.
The idea of just because you're in one level doesn't mean you can't upgrade or
downgrade.
I was trying to put that because I just said we're not downgrade. Oh my gosh. No,
not in a bad way, but like,
well, you can shift.
I was gonna say your friendships shift, and that is perfectly natural, just with like us moving forward in life, you know, work happens, like we're all trying to come out here and make a living, we're all just trying to, like, you know, make plans with people, and that falls through the cracks sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, and there has to be effort on both sides. Because I mean, we talked about that in our first episode. It's just like the amount of effort to maintain the friendship. And so, like, if you have somebody who you were super, super close with and may have been an inner circle, like, if life happens and you drift apart, then, I mean, it's like, why did you drift apart? Who stopped putting in what effort? Like, what happened? And so, also, it's fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to always maintain something. If it is work to maintain a friendship, then maybe you should question that, you know?
Right.
I know. That's I right. have had to do that. Like, Like, why am I the one always wanting to make plans? Why am I the one who's reaching out to get drinks or go get dinner or whatever, and it's not being reciprocated?
So I was about to say that with the effort, like, if you don't feel the effort's being put in, it's okay to step back. It's okay. I feel like we live in such a day and age that, one, let me just get on my soapbox just very briefly.
That's fine. Here That's we are. What we are doing. This is our soapbox.
So, soapbox. The idea that we are constantly available to everybody all the time. All of the time. Which, stay tuned. We're going to be talking about boundaries on another week. Come back.
Yes.
Come back to therapy. Thank you. Anyway, but this idea that we're constantly available to everyone all the time, and when you're putting in that effort, it is okay to pull back. It is okay to, if you feel like, wow, why am I constantly texting you first? Why am I constantly doing this? Like, why am I checking in on anyone, everyone? Well, first of all, it's impossible to check on everyone at all the same time. Like, that is, you're physically exhausting yourself. And I feel that I have 100% been guilt-tripped because I'm a therapist. And why didn't you call me? Why didn't you call me back? And I'm like, I work in a high risk, what am I trying to say? Not an area, but I work with high risk kids. I do a lot of prevention and education about, I don't know if we can say that, but
I mean, you deal with a lot of like mental health issues all of the time, and you have to, as in that line of work, you put yourself out there and you put in that effort for your clients. You do. And so sometimes you are mentally, physically, and, you know, emotionally exhausted.
I mean, we went 2 years without talking.
Yeah, like, you're spread thin. Yeah. And so it comes back. We're circling back to giving people grace. Give people grace.
And effort.
Yeah.
I think that, and like, I know we've kind of gone off detour. We're going to circle back in just a second.
Yes.
We are squirrels. Welcome. Healing with the disco squirrels.
Yay.
But this idea of like, yeah, we drifted apart. We almost didn't talk for 2 years, but we did, but we didn't. Like, it was not. And then also, you got out of your situation. I got out of my situation career wise. And because the careers were draining the life literally out of us. And so then it opened up all this space and time and mental energy to allow things to either rekindle or to go back to where it used to be or to pursue other things. And so I think we're finally, not just in our own friendship, but just with other people, in a good place and understanding, like, yep, here we are. Like, I'm not stressed out if I'm going to get a phone call at midnight or whatever. So anyway, off soapbox, it is okay to put boundaries in place. Come back next week. You were talking about
explanations, examples. Basically, I was going to say, like, having people in that inner circle you meet automatically, automatic connection. You know, it's okay to get close to people, obviously. It's okay to let your guard down. And also, I think, like, with me personally and just my examples of, like, the inner circles that I've had, like, people change. Yeah. That's also another point that we wanted to make, is, like, people do change. And so, you know, I have had other interests, or I've had, like, other paths that I take or whatever, and, like, so do other people, and that's perfectly fine, you know? And so,
if you're the same way you are at 18 as you are at 28,
girl, get that out of here, because 10 years ago, I was not the same person, and I'm very proud to say that, because I was not. No, same. Like, yeah, exactly. And it just, like, the friends that you're around, the people you're around, the environment, it can change, and it should.
And honestly, it should. Like, and that's, here's advice number two. Your life and your environment should change. You should not stay segmented into one little stereotypical box. You know, and I think that when you come out of high school, when you're 18, 19 years old, you have these expectations of friendship and you have these expectations of the world, and here's the only people that I can ever hang out with.
Mm.
And this idea, as it continues, as your brain continues developing, there's so much more brain development as you are in your 20s.
Yeah.
This idea of you limiting yourself, you're going to stay right there until you decide to be like, wait, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Why do I still think this way about who I'm hanging out with? And why do I feel like I have to be best friends with everybody, even though I've had best friends, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
people listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
That have absolutely hurt me and destroyed my soul at that moment
absolutely.
In time.
Absolutely. And I was going to also talk about that, just like, you should always value yourself first. Mm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, like, yeah, like family and everybody and like care about other people, but we're not talking about caring. We're talking about valuing, and you have to, it is detrimental to value yourself first, because the way that you show up for other people, right, is so important. And that comes from valuing yourself first. And if somebody doesn't value you, like, and you don't see that and you just go along with it, then it's gonna spiral out of control. From experience, you know? When you put other people's needs or other people's desires or other people's values before your own, then it's gonna spiral out of control. It just is. And so, you know, just watch out.
No, I was about to say, you just reminded me, you're saying, like, who I was 10 years ago is not who I am today. And, like, yeah. I 100%, I was just thinking about who I was at 18, 19 years old. And I talked about this in the first episode of just, I was this anxious little just busybody. And I wanted everybody to like me. And I would beat myself up if someone didn't like me. And that is a pivotal part of growing up, and that is a pivotal part of development as we're going through high school. You're coming to terms with, like, your identity and where we fit in the world and all of these existential questions that start coming up. And, you know, that's part of puberty. I'm so sorry to tell you.
Yeah.
But this, I just remember myself at 18, 19, and the minute someone didn't want to talk to me or didn't like me or like was mean to me, I was a puddle.
You would work 10 times harder to make them like you. Yes, like I would do the same thing. That goes along with people pleasing. Like I still am working on that, of like working so hard for people to like me. And it's like, you know, what did I say the first episode that I left? I'm a cool girl. Like, I'm just a cool girl. And I know this now. But at the time, like, when I was 18, whatever, early 20s even, like, I felt that sometimes, obviously. But then the second that somebody didn't think that about me, oh, the world is falling in.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, one more detour, maybe about five more.
Yeah.
You know what you came here for.
Exactly.
I struggled with that in my job. Not just friends. And I do think that's part of like limiting myself.
Yeah.
As in my 20s of like, what if they don't like, or just, which we're about to get into this, but this idea of like, do I really want to have to survive you? Do I want to survive you right now? I've already survived all these 10. do I really want to survive you? Do I really want to put myself? But also that's also not the mindset you need to have. Take the life by the reins, which is where I've also shifted.
So moving on into what it's like. So we talked about kind of maintaining. What is it like drifting apart? Mm-hmm. What is that experience? If you have not experienced this yet with somebody, that's okay. It might happen. And
don't,
I know,
freak
for
out.
Me,
don't freak out.
It's natural. It's okay. Like we said earlier, work happens when you get older. Like your circles are just shifting all of the time.
Yes.
You maybe change jobs, and so like your work people are different, or you may move, and so your entire environment is just like uprooted, or you know, maybe you change or they change or whatever happens. Drifting apart is natural.
I think that goes back into what we said earlier.
Yeah.
This idea that you're not going to be the same person you are at 18, and the same person you'll be at 28, yeah. The same person that you'll be at 38. Like, you're going to constantly evolve. I know for me, so we kind of like segmented friendships into a couple categories. And one of them is drifting apart naturally. Just like, you went to college together. And period. Like,
yeah.
That's it.
Graduation,
like,
happens. It's so crazy because I distinctly remember taking a picture in front of the music department or the music building right after graduation. Everyone's in their gowns and stoles, and we were with our professors, and I literally thought, some of these people I may never see again.
Yeah.
And that's sad, but like, it happens.
It does.
Because am I expected, are they expected to reach out to me all of the time? No. Like,
no.
It's gonna happen. It just happened, you know, like the other day. Like, you were talking to somebody, and it's like,
oh,
wait.
Do I know you?
Do I know you?
Actually, yes, you do.
Exactly. Like, you're going to forget people, especially if you go to a big school or something. Like, you will forget people.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think it's also this idea, I love this phrase, but it's the idea that you're not everybody's cup of tea.
Dude.
We have different personalities for a reason.
Yeah.
We have different interests for a reason. We are all unique individuals, and like, you're gonna find your own unique individual,
yes,
that is gonna serve that purpose in that time for you. And sometimes you might find someone who serves multiple purposes through multiple timelines of yours. And so,
exactly. Hey.
But it all goes back to that idea of like, it's okay. It's okay to change. And drifting apart, like, there's people that I run into now, and like, we'll say, hey, I'll ask them about this and that. Well, a lot of them are like married with kids now. I think that's another thing
that
makes.
That also happens.
Yeah.
That does happen. In fact,
it does happen.
Yeah, like, I mean, and that's a whole other paradigm from like us. Like, we're not married. We don't have kids. We have cats. And so, like, they can fend for themselves, you know?
My kiddos are my therapy kids. Like, I say
yeah.
that all the time.
Yeah.
They're like, Miss Alex, do you have kids? I said, no. And they're like, why not? I was like, well, right now, like, y'all are my kiddos. Like,
yeah.
I have siblings who are 18, 15, and 14. There's two 15-year-olds in there. There's four of them.
Yeah.
And, like, I always made the joke. I was like, those are my kids. And so now
yeah.
I see, well, I have one of my cousins. I mean, we were best friends growing up. Best friends. We actually called each other sisters because we were 2 weeks apart.
Yeah.
So our birthdays were 2 weeks apart. And she, like, we were just inseparable growing. We were the twins, like, so on and so forth. And then we went to college. She got married, graduated, has now two beautiful little boys that call me Aunt Alex.
Mm.
I know. And I graduated, went to grad school, and now doing therapy and
yeah.
traveled. And so, like, it's so fascinating that even, like, within our families, we have our own, like, best friends. And so I'll go visit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is, you know, you created this beautiful life for you, and I've created this beautiful life for myself. And even though I would even say that we drifted apart because
yeah.
responsibilities of family come.
Yeah.
Her own family, you know, you having children, of course, that's where your attention's gonna go.
Yeah.
And so, also, like, I mean, we've talked about it now. I've definitely gone over more the past couple years than I had in, well, also COVID happened. There was that, like.
Yeah, it's so
COVID.
Weird, like,
stopped everything.
Honestly, us like doing this podcast, we have gone down memory lane. I can't even tell you how many times. And there have been, I wanted to do an episode where we like showed you the archive pictures, because there were definitely some years on like my Snapchat or whatever you scroll down, the years happen, that we literally don't have pictures together. Maybe that's because we are bad at taking pictures.
We're so bad at
taking pictures. I don't know. But like, it's just interesting to me, because then it's like, I can't even pinpoint maybe like little parties here and there, little gatherings, little dinners, whatever. Mm-hmm. But really, like, I mean, it happens. And even, you know, with,
yeah,
we're the examples, I guess, or whatever, but like, not even that.
No.
It's just, yeah.
We're just like, listen, I've been told I give the older sister vibes. Like I said, I have four siblings, okay? That are all.
She is the older sister.
Here so. I am. Yes. I am the eldest. I'm the eldest daughter. I am the eldest granddaughter.
Yep.
I am the 13-year-old older sister.
I'm also the oldest of me and my brother, Ben.
I'll be in.
Yeah.
But we're just here to be like your older, cool sister, cousins, friend. I don't know. Whatever label you need to put on us.
Yeah.
But we've been there. We've done that. There's no shame. You're going to make mistakes. And especially, like, I don't know. I listen to friend drama all the time, and I'm like,
honey, just honey. Let's, you know, it's like, you want to say, what is this friendship giving you? Mm-hmm. Is it filling your cup? That goes along with, like, feeling valued, right? Like, if you value yourself, if you know, like, I want these things, I deserve these things, then is a relationship or a friendship filling your cup? Or are you the one constantly pouring?
Correct. I think that goes into, like, drifting apart intentionally. Yeah. I think it is totally valid. If nobody's told you, I will tell you. We will tell you. It is valid if you feel like a friendship is not served. This is also, like, going beyond just, like, not serving us. Like, if there's just things that maybe you've grown and that person hasn't. Or maybe they make jokes that you don't laugh at anymore. Or, you know, like, whatever it looks like. It is okay to intentionally distance yourself. And at the end of the day, it's your mental health. You have to live with your own brain.
Yeah.
You have to live with yourself. And if you're constantly, I mean, I could say this, not just friends, but family. Family is a huge trigger. Mine, absolutely. As much as I love my family, there's also times that I've had to put a hard boundary in place.
Boundary.
Wink, wink.
Foreshadowing moment.
But this idea that we have to stay in contact or that makes us a bad friend. Well, sometimes people don't serve us. Exactly what you were just saying.
Yeah.
We have to value ourselves, and we have to value, like, okay, that's the third joke you've made about that, and it still makes me uncomfortable, and yeah. I've now brought it up to you, like, hey, that makes me feel really uncomfortable, and if...
That's so real, because that literally happened to me. No, because, like, how do I say this without saying it? Everybody has different beliefs, right? And especially in this society, we all know this, okay?
Yeah.
Let's just leave it at that.
We're not saying anything new.
Leave it at that. If you are surrounded by people who have different beliefs than you, and there are certain things that make you uncomfortable, and you say something about it, and they don't value you enough to not talk about it, that's a problem. That's a problem. I think that just goes along with human decency.
That could be a whole... That's so
honestly...
Box.
I wanted to circle back to something, little side quest.
Yeah.
Because I want to give a shout out, because I feel like part of our population that are listeners, that maybe have already listened to the first episode that is released, yes, are...
Check it out on Spotify and Apple.
Spotify and Apple. It's coming out on YouTube.
Yes.
The video.
We'll get to that at the very end.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay, yeah.
Sorry.
Anyways, y'all are like 23, 24... and 25 maybe. There is something to be said about that population, that age group of people making friends. I talked about my brother. at one point, because when y'all hit college, COVID happened. So when we're talking about 2015, prime of life, Fetty Wap era, let's go out, like.
Business casual.
Business cash.
Sock butt on top.
Dude, y'all had such like a time of your life stripped away from you.
Yeah.
So the way that you even make friends is completely different than us.
We should have had your brother.
I know. We're wanting to have little guests on our season two. But I just think it's so wild because, like, I don't even know. I talk to him all the time because it's, like, his whole first semester was, like, fine, right? Like, I was teaching. Like, everything was great. And then March hit. And, like, he got his current fiance during that time. Yeah, they started, like, dating at the time. But, like, that whole first year of their relationship, they did not even see each other. They just FaceTimed. Like, crazy. I don't even know what I would have done without my freshman year. Our spring semester 2016. Dude, like, and I just honestly applaud you. Because if you're out there and you are maintaining friendships and you are, like, going through these things and going through the motions of, like, you know, having a natural relationship with somebody, then kudos to you. Because, like, it's just so hard.
I think it's okay. I think it's also okay to feel like you missed out.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's also a grieving of y'all are not 18, 19 anymore.
Absolutely.
Y'all are now mid-20s.
Absolutely.
And I do think that's a grieving process. Whether you realize it or not, here is your older sister Alex saying it's okay. It's a grieving process.
Yeah, exactly.
Older disco queen saying that there's all different things. Grief looks a different way. And I think there's grief in friendships. I think there's grief in this time that's supposed to be the best time. One of the best times of your life. I don't ever single it. I think there's always. One of the best times. One of the
don't
last.
Don't ever peak.
Yeah, don't ever peak.
Don't ever peak
at 90 years old.
Dude, we're peaking in the grave, brother. Let's go. You know what I'm saying?
So, but no, I genuinely, like, if you feel there's, like, a little twang, a little tinge, mm-hmm, or, like, you look at people now, I feel like it's just now, like, you've graduated college, and now you might look at, if you have younger siblings, or you see younger friends that are going to college and they're having the time of their life, it's like that ping of like, well, I didn't get to do that.
Actually.
And that's so valid. And also, like, you are in control of your life and you get to make whatever you want special. That's the fun part about being an adult. You can make whatever you want special. So.
Dude, I literally saw that on a TikTok or whatever the other day that was like, I'm an adult and I can do whatever I want.
I
can create whatever I want, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I just think it's interesting that you, like, use the word grieving, because that goes right along with, like, the lyrics that we chose for the title, like, leaving scars.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does. Mm-hmm. You know, any connection you have with people, I don't know about you guys, whatever. I like connections with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I work in the food industry. I connect with people all the time. I make small talk, whatever. But, like, any connection that I meet with somebody, like, you know, it's somewhat meaningful, right?
Yeah.
And so when something ends that is especially meaningful, a special, like, friendship or connection, and it fizzles out, it drifts apart, it, you know, falling out. Which
bum,
is what
bum,
we're getting
bum.
Into.
I need the piano.
Exactly. Then you have scars from that. That affects how you connect with other people further down the line. Like,
and you absolutely can have friendship scars. Like,
yeah.
As we said at the very beginning of this episode, this is where, like, some tea, you know, we never really try to spill too much tea. We're trying to be healing, and also, here we are.
Yeah.
But at the beginning of this episode, we were talking about that. I don't remember what were we talking about at the beginning of this episode.
I mean, we were kind of giving examples of, like, you know, something that might have happened if you meet somebody and their inner circle, automatic connection immediately, and then, like, it's, like, awkward moment of, like, ew, well, I didn't know this about you, or, you know, there are certain things you may not have my best interest at heart. And then, like, it fizzles out. So how do you recover from that?
Right. I remember. So we were talking about, like, breakups. Like, I feel like people are so quick. If you're like, I just broke up with so-and-so, they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. But if you say, like, I don't talk to my friend anymore, I don't feel like, and I could be wrong. Maybe this was my own personal experience of like, oh, like, I'm so sorry that you're feeling that way. But also, like, you have other friends. Also, that's validating. And also, it's, what am I trying to say? Here's the thing. it is invalidating to how much that person meant to you. So, here we are to falling out.
Yeah.
Because we, in your 20s, because when you're rapidly developing in your brain, you are experiencing things. After high school, everybody starts experiencing things different. Like, I mean, I guess high school is different, but everybody graduates and now there's all these different life paths that everybody goes down. And you're going to make connections, you're going to make friendships. And you think that, I mean, I thought there were friendships I had that were going to last forever. I mean, I saw them in my wedding. I saw them holding my kids, imaginary kids, my cats. I saw
from my womb.
in the sorority, I was like, oh, we're going to go to Founders Day. I see us being those little old ladies up there getting our 50th pin. Like, I see us being...
No. I mean, that's the thing. Like, even in high school, dude, I'm about to have my 10-year reunion. You had yours.
I did.
And, like, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, reconnecting with some of these people and, like, the way that I, like, viewed myself in high school, right? Or the way that I thought that these people viewed me. Dude, I feel like that just doesn't happen. Like, when you're older 20s, you guys have so many, we have so many different things going on. That stuff becomes so, like, not important.
I had a lot of fun at my 10-year reunion, and I think a part of it, one, was because I've physically and mentally have changed since I was 18 years old. And, also, like, there just wasn't this expectation.
Yeah.
You know, I think also, maybe I'm jumping the gun a little bit too much here, but this idea of falling out, you can always come back together. And I think that was one thing with my 10-year reunion, but also just as we're progressing into 30, that there is this coming back together, people that do want to make an effort, maybe now they're ready to redo something and, like, have a different relationship. And you're never going to get that relationship back. That time's passed. We can't go back to the past, but you can absolutely reintroduce yourself. Like, hi, my name's Alex. I'm 29. And this is who I am at 29.
Dude.
And let's have this friendship at this time.
Right. And, like, it's so exactly what you just said. Like, I have also been there. I have also been there where there was this, like, weird falling out. But, like, you know, things happen, right? Or, like, you know, and then you try to come back from that, it's not going to be the same. And that's okay. They're not going to be in that inner circle. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. They can be a friend. They can be an acquaintance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's fine. If you want that, there's a whole other part of this that if you don't want someone in your life, you know, I feel like you mentioned it, and then I wanted to, like, piggyback off of that, but I feel like relationships, like, romantic relationships and friendships are viewed completely different.
Yeah.
Like, from other people's perspectives. So what I mean by that is, like, if you have a breakup, right, everybody's like, oh, I'm so sorry you're going through that. I'm so sorry that happened. What happened? Are you guys okay? Are you okay? Let's have a wine night. Let's have a, you know, ice cream, whatever, movie night. People don't do that with friendships. I feel like, you know, you go through and you have, like, a falling out or whatever, and you're just, like, you're heartbroken, you have scars, you know. Or maybe you were just like, that wasn't for me. I'm not doing that. People are not going to view that the same. Yeah. They're not. They're going to be like, well, you know, what happened? Like, what did you do? Brother! What did you do? You know, whatever. And I'm like, here's the thing. Can I not just, like, say that I wanted to, like, drift away? No. You know? Or if they drifted away, like, I need to be okay with that. It goes along with giving space.
Giving space.
And patience and grace.
And effort.
And that is the theme that we are leaving with this whole podcast.
Absolutely. Yes. But yeah, no, I think that we've both had some, like, really severe fallouts in friendships. Now, we're definitely going to get into not necessarily a bunch of details in a different episode, but with the fallout comes boundaries. And that is our next episode.
Yeah.
Because it is boundaries with friends, boundaries with families, boundaries in life. Like, what does that look like? And I guess you gotta catch us next time.
Bottom line. Yes, exactly.
So if you were 18 years old, what advice, 19, 20, 21, what advice you got?
I feel like I said it throughout this whole thing, but just like...
Just a quick recap.
Recap. First of all, and it may not happen. Like, it may not happen right now. It may not, like, you know, develop as quickly, and it's not just like a, it's not like a 1-2, as our best friend Lindsay says. Like, it's not a 1-2 yes. sometimes. Value yourself. Mm. Value yourself. Like, I can guarantee you, I don't know everybody out there listening in the world, but you're a freaking awesome person. I'm just gonna be the one to tell you that, you know? And speaking from experience, do not put, how do I put this? Do not let other people's validation of you set value. Mm. You have to be the one to do that. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I spent my entire, probably 25, 26 years of my life letting other people validate my value.
Correct.
Letting other people's thoughts and feelings about me set my value and worth in my head. Mm-hmm. No, that has to come from you. That has to come from you. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. It's really hard. Especially when you don't feel it and it's okay, you know? But there's little cool things about everybody.
Yeah.
And I think that's my biggest advice, especially to the way that I felt at 18, 19 years old. Okay. Like, you're a cool person. You're a cool girl.
Cool girl. You're a disco queen.
You are. Everyone listening.
You're a disco queen. Disco queens. Welcome. I think my biggest advice is... Oh, you said cheer. I'm done. I think my biggest advice is definitely, like, you might not be everybody's cup of tea. And that's okay. And that goes right off of yours. And
I had to tell myself that too.
Not everybody's gonna like you. Right. I'm coffee. I'm not tea.
If I'm too much, find less.
Right. And also, like, this idea of learning at what you need out of a friendship. I think friends are so important.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's great if your partner is your best friend. That is wonderful. Also, it is so important to have that socialization with somebody else that's not romantically involved with you. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think that idea of you're not somebody's tea. What? You might not be everybody's cup of tea.
You're not someone's tea.
You're not the tea. I'm sorry.
You may be cool, but you're not tea.
Because tea's hot. Oh my gosh.
We love you.
It's time. We're wrapping this up.
Yes.
But, you know, what you find what you value, and if you're going through a hard time right now, you are strong and you are resilient. And this was one thing that never got mentioned, and I totally meant to mention it because I think there is a big expectation of, when am I going to meet my person? Everybody has their best friend. You have the iconic duos and trios and movies and TV and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't meet mine until I was 19. I had best friends growing up. And I had these friends that I still talk to on occasion. We've drifted apart. And, like, they are super amazing people and they're doing amazing things. And we just don't share that bond that we did at 8, 9, 10 years old.
Right.
And that's okay. And I'm always cheering them on. And I didn't find my twin flame in my best friend until I was 19 years old.
Yep.
So if you feel like you are the only person or everybody else is passing you up, it's not. Give it time.
Right.
Give it time. Let the universe do what it do.
Exactly. And that bestie that you had, even if you had this bestie in college and post-college, you guys don't even talk, like, that's okay too.
Yeah.
Because you can find other friends. Like, you know, you can find, I mean, honestly, those friends will find you.
Oh.
Because whatever's supposed to be in your life will happen. I have to tell myself that daily.
Oh.
Whatever is supposed to be in my life will happen. Okay. Bottom line.
Yeah.
So on that note.
We are going to wrap it up. So
yes.
If you didn't hear us earlier, we are on Spotify, Apple Music, and we have a YouTube channel.
Yes.
So make sure if you are watching this go over, we put bloopers at the end. We are so funny. We think we're really funny.
It's actually great. Like our first episode, I listen to it all the time.
So we...
I'm the biggest fan.
I'm the biggest fan of us.
Yeah.
If you like listening, definitely go check out our YouTube channel where we just ham it up even more.
Yeah.
The podcast drops on Friday. YouTube drops on Monday. I think that's all the housekeeping. Do you have anything?
Cheers.
Until next time. Bye.
Bye. Stay groovy.